Last August, the Madison-based Center for Media and Democracy issued a report listing 77 TV stations using video news releases without disclosing their source. VNRs are often called fake news because they're produced by corporate PR firms and feature actors or publicists as news anchors. One cited in the report debunked hurricanes as a symptom of global warming.
Hurricane seasons for the next 20 years could be severe, but don't blame global warming.
A Mississippi station aired the report, which was later discovered to have been funded by a lobbying firm tied to ExxonMobil. The information was not identified during the broadcast. Now the Center for Media and Democracy reports that 36 more stations are improperly using VNRs, a finding that troubles FCC Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein.
Stations that fail to disclose who's behind these stories show a lack of respect for their viewers, as well as the FCC and the broadcast industry's own ethical guidelines. The maximum fine per incident is $32,500 for a total of $350,000.
Adelstein says he aims to have the inquiry moved along quickly, despite calls from some media organizations to stop it or let the broadcast industry self-regulate VNR usage. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.